Start with my name is Dorothy Bloomfield, but Nee Page. My dad was John Page. He joined the Suffolk Regiment for the First World War, 1914. He then went out, once he got posted, went to Salonika, but he worked with the mules, which were better for where they were, because in the terrain they had small feet and were so, strong, and they could carry the packs of ammunition or whatever they carried up to the front line. And that was what he'd done through most of his life in the army. And then, because he got invalided out to Malta through malaria, and that was towards the end of the war, because that's where he came home from, on a hospital ship. He was very ill, and after he came home, and through my childhood of growing up, he used to every so often get this reoccur, and he was ever so ill. He really was. My father came back. My grandmother, she married twice because her first husband died quite young. She then married Sam Baldry. He was in the First World War, and his brother, and they were all from that village. And then you get my aunt in the Second World War. We got four again from the village, and they all come back. But apart from that, I don't know too much about it. I know he used to talk about how hard it was, and how the men, how they suffered, and when anybody got killed. I mean, round about Armistice Day, which is Remembrance 11th in November, I've known him sit, and he really used to get upset, and he was a very hard man. You never see him cry, but he did used to get very, very emotional, to a point, because the memories then come back. He had a melodeon when we were at home on a Sunday night, in the winter when it was really cold, and for entertainment he would get it and play it, and Farmer's Boy was one of his songs that he had that he used to sing, and he would whistle on a Saturday night after he'd done a 4 weeks' work. He used to change his clothes and get his bicycle out, and he'd go for miles and go around and meet people who he'd met, friends, and have a drink. He didn't get drunk, he used to like a drink. He never took it with him, but he would get and sing, and they said, "Shiner, we'll get you to sing," which he did. And Shiner, for some unknown reason, you see what I'm saying, he was always happy. But where he got that name from, I never did find out. I'm talking about the horses. And when he got them, when he turned them out, and they used to go into grass, he could whistle them and they'd come. He put two fingers in his mouth. He never went after them, he just whistled and they came. It was marvellous.